Okay, welcome everyone. Welcome to our afternoon Get Into Action and Friday's Care to Share call. My name is Mia Floridas. I am founder of Lavelle Vasquez. And as always, I want to say thank you to all the gifting experts who continue to show up on this call. And a special welcome to all of our new gifting experts who continue to join our incredible, lovely Lavelle Vasquez family. I just want to say thank you so much. I want to wish all of you, new and old, as much success as possible on your journey here, and just know that we'll be here for you every step of the way. But very, very important, I know I repeat this every week, but it's something that I wish I could get a better handle on. Please listen to the recorded calls. Please go into the training site. Please read the newsletter. Go on Facebook if you can. Everybody really needs to know all the updates that are going on. I don't know where the disconnect is, but we just feel that some emails that come in, these questions have already been answered so many times. So please, it's important to stay plugged into your business, stay up to date with your business. And it's very, very important that you get on these calls, listen to the recorded call, and get on the training site so you know exactly what's going on. Okay? So first I want to say I hope everyone's safe. I hope everyone's healthy. And you guys are having an amazing week. And I hope you're working your Lavelle Vasquez business, which I saw many working really, really hard throughout the weeks. So here it is, guys. It's May 7th. And let's go over a few things right now. So I just want to start off to say that I know we had an incentive going on. It was Spring Into Action and Win. And basically, it was all about getting new sales, getting new teammates, and getting a membership. So if you got 5 sales and over, you get a $20 gift card. If you got 5 orders and 1 teammate, you get a $35 gift card. If you got 5 orders and over and it's 2 teammates, you'll get a $45 gift card. And if you got 5 orders, 2 teammates, and a membership, you'll get a $60 gift card. Guys, you guys ran with it. So many were so close, you know. But I'm just, again, just so proud of you. I really am. Just for even, no matter what, you're all winners, whether you won the contest or not. Just getting orders and putting business on the books, you guys are already winners. But I do want to say congratulations to Jennifer Lewis. Jennifer got the $45 gift card. Linda Robinson, she got $20 gift card. Diane Steen, $20 gift card. Linda Loward, $20 gift card. Candy Simmons, a $20 gift card. Leslie Morgan, $20. Michelle Lopez, $20. Jeffrey Underwood, $20. Janet Garcia, $20. Cynthia Brown, $20. Tabitha Rowe, $20. Elizabeth Sabota, $20. Janelle Jackson, $20. Samantha Lewis Carson, $20. Yamisa Stonebrook, $20. Danita Harvard, $20. Marianne Paulino, $20. Paula Stone, $20. And Simone Legaz, I hope I said her name correctly, $20. I knew there was going to be a lot of winners because we were in the midst of Mother's Day. But congratulations to everybody. Yeah, I'm so happy. Okay, so also I just want to say congratulations to, I think we had an incentive 2-3 months ago. And this jewelry comes from, from Italy, and the package just disappeared. And I know they were really nice, the manufacturer. So he resent all the jewelry to me. And all the packages went out last week. So I hope you received your jewelry sets. I know it was Jennifer Spears. I know it was Jennifer Lewis, Linda Lauer. I think Candy Simmons. I hope I'm not missing anybody. But I hope you wear them. Love them. I know I loved all of them. The jewelry was incredible. And just wear them and be proud. And congratulations again to all these winners. And I know we're going to have some more incentives, as the months go on. Okay? So congratulations again to everyone. So here it is, guys. We are wrapping up Mother's Day. Mother's Day is this Sunday. So any orders coming in right now, whether it's flowers, gift baskets, chocolates, whatever, it's not going to go out till next week. We've been doing this for 12 years now, and nothing really changes, especially when it comes to our floral network. They get so inundated with so many orders that you know how it works. Either they go out overnight because we have different farms throughout the United States, the major ones in California. And then, of course, we deal with networks, which is your local florist. And basically the way it works is once they're done or they're running out of flowers or they cannot fulfill certain bouquets, they close down. So as they do every year, they block us out. So last night, I know Alexandria and Sandy, they were working their butts off. They kept calling me. They're like, it's crazy because so many orders were coming in from our last-minute shoppers, which I understand. Everybody wants to, you know, to get the orders in. Everything went, you know, pretty much ran smoothly. I'm very proud of the hard work that the girls ran last night. They were answering emails. They were notifying customers about their orders. And people pretty much said, keep the orders. Don't worry about it, which we're really happy about that. But everybody has choices. You could always cancel the order. But they did a great job of keeping everything intact for me when I got up this morning. So I was really, really proud of them. And I just want to say thank you to all the consultants who really worked their business really hard during this holiday. Because, you know, when you put the word out and you work your business and you become these personal shoppers, you know, you're really interacting with your customers and you're letting them know, you know, get those orders in now. This way you will get those floral arrangements before Mother's Day. And you guys did a really, really great job. So, again, whatever orders are coming in today, Saturday, Sunday, you know, they're not going to be processed until Tuesday when it comes to our floral network. Okay? So here it is. So what's next? We have Father's Day, which is Sunday, June 19th. And we'll have that category up in a week or so, like around May 19th. Always I like to give everybody a whole month to promote the holiday that's coming up, okay? So what's going to happen now? It's all about staying connected with your customers. It's about bringing on board new customers. It's about going into the summer months. It's about going into occasions and celebrations. And as I mentioned last week, we want to do more training on getting more corporate accounts and getting their attention. This is a piece of business that I don't want any of you to lose. Guys, we have so many gifts to offer. We really do. And sometimes I even need a refresher course because we have so many beautiful items in our gift store that I'll go over things and go, wow, you know, look at this beautiful wall art or all these glasses or, you know, when it comes to our personalized gifts and the pillowcases and all that good stuff. And then I see all the wine baskets and, you know, I think this is something that all of you should be doing is going in there and revisiting everything that we have because sometimes things will slip you by. I know a lot of you email me as to updates with our personalized gifts because a lot of things went out of stock that were really good sellers, like the cookie jars and a lot of pens that we had and just a lot of other things as well. And they're trying to get back on track because remember, a lot of these things came from overseas and they're just waiting for things to really start opening up again. So I'm hoping that we'll get, you know, a lot more things back in stock, okay? But as I mentioned last week, I'm working with one of my designers, you know, that does banners and works on our website, and I want to put a nice realtor catalog together. And thank you for Jennifer Lewis because she already had a catalog put together, but we could see it's a little outdated because a lot of things are out of stock. So we're going to take a little bit of what she did, you know, which I always say thank you, thank you, thank you, and we're just going to update it to make it really, really pretty. And I'm not saying hers, but hers was beautiful as well. And we're just going to update it and put it out there. We'll put it on Vistaprint so you guys could have Vistaprint because they give us a nice discount where you could actually print them out. Or if you want to find your own printout, you could print them out yourself. Or if you have a printer at home, you could actually print it out yourself. So it's not going to have too much. We don't want to overwhelm, but it's going to have a little bit of every section, like gift baskets, the pineapple greeting cards, the personalized gifts, the candles, the memberships at the cookie club and stuff like that. So it's going to be something that you guys could actually, when the weather gets really, really nice, and I'm sure in some areas where you are, the weather's already amazing, you know, you could go to Realtors and drop off your business card and the flyer. We did put out the letter. Remember the letter I read to you guys last week? If you go to the directory in the LaBellaBasketsTraining.com, go to the corporate part of it. When you click on it, the letter's already there. If you want to change up the letter, you could do that as well. It's pretty much a basic letter, just introducing yourself, introducing your services, and letting people know that you know what you're talking about, that, you know, having closing gifts are really, really important. So corporate accounts is going to be the name of the game for this summer, okay? I know there's a lot of work ahead for all of us. I hope you guys are ready to start emailing people in your community. I want things to get back to, you know, I know things are going to get back to some normal, as we talked about last week, because already they're saying September 1st, all the kids are going back to school, the businesses are picking up again, the house market, all that good stuff. So we want to be on top of all that. We want to be there to help people. I always say this, and this is something that I hope you guys realize too, that we're not just that normal direct selling business. We really aren't. I mean, look how crazy it gets during major holidays. Like, people ordering so many gift baskets, and people are ordering so many flowers and chocolates. It's not the same like other direct selling companies. I hope you guys agree with me. I mean, I know we have, you know, products that are standalone products. You know, we have the skincare line, we have the jewelry, and all that nice stuff. But when it comes to our gift baskets and our flowers and our chocolates and our cookies, we're standalone. We pretty much are trying to compete with the big guys, like, you know, 1-800-Flowers and, you know, and all those other gift basket companies. So I just feel very proud that we're there, and we do our thing every single year. And you guys always, you know, seem to surprise me, because you go after the business. Some of you have really are picking up your business in so many ways, because you're channeling different things. You're doing different things. Some of you are doing Google ads. Some of you are creating your own landing pages so you could have your own domain name, so you could bring attention to that. So, again, it takes work. Selling is work. You know, whether you sell a car dealership or whatever you're selling, it takes, you got to have the knack for it. You really do. But it's all about finding your niche. You know, how are you going to market? What are you going to do? You got to have a game plan. It's really, really important that you have a game plan. So right now, you know, as we're going into Father's Day, we're going to have the 4th of July, we're going to have Memorial Day weekend. Yeah, all that stuff is great. But at the same time, you have to figure out, how are you going to promote those birthdays every day? Every day there's a birthday. Every day there's anniversaries. Every day there's a thank you or get well. We get a lot of thank you. Like, thank you for helping me. Thank you for helping me move my house. I mean, we get no's. We have to read the messages sometimes, because sometimes we correct spelling. Sometimes we leave them alone. But most of all, you know, we just want to make sure that the card messages. But we do read them, and there's so much that people give out gifts for. And it's not just for the major case, and it's really just because. So we want to prepare you guys, you know, to keep working your business in that way. So you have to email companies. You have to email your existing customers. You have to post all over your social media. If you're out and about, carry your business cards. You know, that's not going to go out of style. You know, it's not a fad, carrying your business cards. Even though we have our cell phones where you could actually exchange phone numbers really, really quickly, people still, you know, like to see a little card with your name on it and your logo and all that good stuff. So everybody has to up their game. You know, you got to run online ads. You got to do promotions. You got to show your products. You got to sell your products. You got to talk about your products. This is the best time to do it as well during the summer months. People usually say, do sales go up in the summer? It's unpredictable, because you don't know if it's summer months are not the months that you say, well, we're going to have the best of sales or we're not. Anything could go during the summer. So you want to be part of that action. So you want to build, you want to continue to build those relationships. So capturing emails, I hope you guys are part of MailChimp or any of those, autoresponders companies, whether it's AWeber, Constant Contact, or and they usually are free. They'll give you a certain amount. And then, of course, if you go into higher numbers, you know, they want to start charging you. But it's really, really important that you capture a lot of emails because you want to have people to email every week. Every week you should have a newsletter going out of your own that has a conversation about your products, any new products coming in. You could create your own product of the week because there's so many. You have to take that responsibility on yourself, okay? Showing up to your social media. There's so much going on social media right now. You want to do sponsor ads with Facebook. You want to sell on Facebook. You want to do Instagram, you want to do TikTok, whatever it is, you have to put yourself in front of your customers, whoever those customers are. Anyone could be your customer. We don't have a certain market because we have so many different, we have such a variety of products that anybody could be a customer. Maybe one day you're going to catch a person who wants the jewelry or wants the skincare line or wants a gift, or just a gift basket, or wants the cookies or our logo cookies, or wants the planetary greeny cups, or our personalized gifts, or our candles, our jewelry. Do you see what I'm saying? It's like we don't have just a certain clientele. Everybody could be our clientele. That's why I love what we built here, because it's open to everybody. We have children's stuff as well. It could be opened up to everyone, okay? So does anybody have any questions right now? Well, a lot of people on the call. Please press 5-star. Anybody have any questions? Anybody? Press 5-star. Okay, so let's go into our Friday Care to Share. Who has anything to share this afternoon? Any plans of what you're going to be doing, you know, for the rest of the month? Anything? You guys are so quiet. Why is that? Okay, I'm opening the line for Candy. She's always my savior. Hi, Candy.
Hey, Mia.
Are you at work?
Yeah, I'm at work. I came on late to the call, too. So I said, let me try to listen as much as I can. So
you can get to listen to it. So how's everything going?
Oh, everything is going good. I'm still trying to, like you were saying, try to, reach out to the company. That's like my major goal this year is to, continue to communicate with the any local businesses. I want to try to partner with them. So I sent an email out to, five companies here, a hospital, a pharmaceutical company.
Okay.
I sent... we have the Jelly Belly factory here, so I sent an email there. We have Anheuser-Busch here in our local area, so I sent an email there. And Anheuser-Busch actually responded, and they said that they could not use the services at this time, but they said that maybe one of their vendors could, possibly use our services. And they gave me the list of their vendors and the contact numbers. So I was like, okay, well, thank you for that,
To get a response is really good. I want to say congratulations to you. You got, you ran for that prize and you won it. Congratulations.
Okay.
did you get your new Radiance, the cleanser? Did you get it? Because I know Sandy said everything went out. Oh, you didn't get it?
Yeah, I haven't received it yet. I got the email saying that it's coming, so I'm waiting.
Okay, good. Oh, your jewelry's in there too. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Also, so I sent the email. So this month I'm focusing on teacher appreciation. month, and the graduation. So yesterday, I sent just a picture of that one cookie which has a number one teacher on it, and it's like a apple, the shape of an apple. And
oh, that's like one of our six colors for the end of the year. Yeah.
So I sent that in my Facebook in Messenger. I just sent the picture to just a bunch of different people in my, you know, my Facebook friends. And my cousin actually responded. She's a teacher. She wanted to buy it. She's like, can I get one? And she said, do you also have one for nurses? And I'm like, yeah.
That, isn't
so
that
I placed
exciting?
The order. Yeah, so, you know, I placed the order for her yesterday. And, so that was pretty excited. So I actually also emailed my daughter's school and asked if they would be interested in, you know, purchasing some for the teachers. And they responded back, like, no, we don't have any money, you know, that type of thing. Maybe I should reach out to the PTA for the school. And I was like, okay, so I'm going to try to check into that today. So
I remember when I first started LaBella, you know, that was one thing that we used to have a lot of conversation on is fundraisers for the school. You know how back in the days, I don't know if the kids still do it, where they bring a catalog home, and if they sell so much, they get a prize, whatever. We had a lot of consultants back in the day. They would create a little catalog. And now because we have the logo cookies, we could actually put the school name on the cookies, and they could sell the cookies. So, you know, there's ways that you guys would, let me just hold on, Candy, because I have a background noise. I'm just going to mute the line. There's ways, guys, where you could create your own prizes, you know, because if you get a lot of sales, then there's a margin where you could actually, especially if you're at 40%, you know, you could definitely give back 20% back to the school. So you could do something like that. You know, you could, if there's a specific school you want to capture, maybe you could order the discounted logo cookies that we have for you guys and put the school logo on it and walk into a school and say, this is what I want to do. You know, I want to run a little contest where, you know, the class that sells the most or the whole school, if they sell these cookies, I'll give back. So if you're at 40%, you could definitely give back 20%, 25%. You could give back whatever you want. If you're at 20%, you could give them, you know, 15%. You could give them 5%. It's up to you. But this stuff worked back in the days, and I'm sure it'll continue to work, especially now that we do have these logo cookies. People will buy them. They're delicious, number one. It would have the school's logo on it. And then you could do something where the class that sells the most, they'll get a pizza party or something like that. At the end of the day, it's you're giving back. You're making it exciting for the kids. And the school could always use money. They're always on some kind of budget, whether it's a sports team, the volleyball, the girls volleyball. They're always needing some kind of money. So that's something that we would like to capture as well. Well, we could do like a little catalog as we're doing all these catalogs, you know, do a little school catalog as well. I don't know what else we could sell. Maybe plantable greeting cards would be good. Logo cookies, if you have any suggestions, you know, let me know what we could put. But again, these are all great things that we could do that, you know, could help you guys, to help build your credibility too within your community. Whether it's churches, if you go to church, or synagogues, or any type of religious communities, you can do that there as well. So there's a lot. There's a lot of open space here for you guys to really pursue your little basket business. You can't sleep on any of this stuff, you know. And when you have these ideas, just go for them. You know, I know a lot of you are doing those events. You know, some of you are doing really well with your online events. I mean, all it takes is an idea, guys, you know, and it'll bring money from different places coming to you, okay? But thank you, Candy. Thank you for all your suggestions, and congratulations again. Anybody else? Press 5-star. Anybody else? Anybody else going to give us a little update of what they're doing for the rest of the month? Anybody else? And I do want to say something too, because, you know, I'm very close with a lot of you, and I know a lot of you go through so much stuff, and I just want to wish all of you the best of health. I know a lot of my consultants go through a lot of stuff, and sometimes you share it with me, and that makes me even get closer to you guys. I really do. But stay strong, everybody. I know a lot of people are going through a lot of stuff right now within themselves, within families, and my prayers are always, always with all of you. And thank you for always reaching out to me and sharing your ups, your downs, you know, your happies, your sads, you know. I do read everything you guys write to me, and I always respond, and I'm here for you guys if you ever need anything. I'm always here for you. So I just want to say that as well, okay? So does anybody else have anything to share this afternoon? Anybody else? Press 5-star. I know a lot of new consultants have came into the game, especially in March and April. I hope you guys are in the training site. I hope you guys are listening to these calls. If you missed out on Mother's Day, it's okay. Just keep moving forward with your business. It's really, really important. Stay connected with your mentors. If you, you know, it's all about educating yourselves without getting overwhelmed. It's really important that you stay focused and you do a planner where you plan something every day and learn as much as you can as you go along, but always remain to exactly what you're supposed to do here. You have a store. It's fully loaded. It's already ready to take orders, and that should be your objective. Everything else you could do as you go along, but just know that as you're learning, you know your store is open for sales. So don't miss out on the sales because you want to keep learning so much. Because it's a lot. I mean, when you have a lot of products, then it becomes a lot. You know, we have different commissions. We have two stores. It can be a lot. But just ask questions, and that can help you a lot as well, instead of staying quiet. Okay, let me open up the line again for Candy. You have more to say, Candy?
Oh, okay, Mia, so I just want to say one more thing. I just want to thank Jennifer Lewis. She created this, like, fabulous flyer for Mother's Day for the team. And I was telling her that I was just thinking to myself, right when she said it, that I wish I had something that I could just hand out to people when I'm here at the job, you know, instead of, like, just telling them, okay, hey, guys, go to my Facebook page, or here, let me show you this picture on my phone type thing. And she messaged the flyer that she put together for Mother's Day. And she even added, like, our own logos to it and our contact information to it. It was just right on time. And I ended up getting two sales from my job for Mother's Day on the flyer. And I told Jennifer, if you can do one, you know, it's not too much. If you can do one for Father's Day.
You're getting spoiled. Oh, Jen, you're in trouble now. I don't know if she's online, but you're in trouble now, Jennifer.
Look, I would pay her to do that, you know.
But that's the beauty that, you know, of what we have here. If you guys can be creative, and Jennifer's been with me since I think maybe a couple of months after we started, and she was a tough cookie getting on. I mean, I'm the one that spoke to her for like a month, I think it was, before she's like, okay, I'll find out. But, you know, she gets it. She gets it, and she loves what she does here, just like everybody else who's been here. You know, we have Susan Silock, we have Mary Lewinsky, like Lise Patel. Like, these ladies have been with me since day one. Linda Robinson, they got 3-digit numbers. They got 4-digit ID numbers. I mean, it's just crazy, the love that we, you know, that's been carried on for so many years with our company. That's why when new people come in, you know, sometimes they wonder like, oh, you've been here for so long. And yes, when you love something, whether you're attached to the company or to the products or, you know, nothing runs perfect, Candy. It doesn't. And I wish I could do catalogs for everybody and put your logos for everybody, but that's not realistic. But if your mentor could do it for you, or if you guys could do it for yourselves, you know, it's all about barring the pictures, barring the content, adding your price. Maybe you don't want to add the price, and then you put your logo on. There's so many companies right now that give you free programs online. They make it really easy, but you got to have a little bit of a creative mind, right, Candy?
you know, putting
stuff together. I mean, you did a really nice PowerPoint presentation, so you're just as creative. But I know you're busy. You're busy working. You're a busy mom. So I know time is of an essence. But, you know, whatever you guys could do, you know, I do allow a lot of things here that other companies don't. But I just want you guys to understand that, you know, if you want us to look over something, or if you feel it's not right, you know, just email us and we'll look it over as well. But again, teamwork makes the dream work. You see, Candy got orders. So thank you, Jen. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you, Jen. Sure. Oh, my God.
Well, keep that getting so those perfect. Orders. That was perfect, right? Well, hopefully, you know, like I said, I'm going to put Father's Day together, even though it's not as big as Mother's Day, and it should be, right, guys? Father's Day should be just as big as Mother's Day. But, you know, we do have certain things for Father's Day for, like, in the personalized gifts. Get those orders in early, you know, our personalized gifts. Do men like candles? I guess, you know, we could have some candles for men. We have beautiful men baskets from our Texas, you know, like the fishing, the golf, the barbecue. I always love that. That's one of our good sellers for the summer. It's like a whole basket full of barbecue because men do love their grills. And, you know, so it's stuff like that that we could definitely put into a little catalog if you want something for Father's Day. So there's a lot of nice ideas, a lot of nice ideas. Okay, anybody else? Press 5-star. Anybody else? Press 5-star. I know sometimes I mention names. If I forget to mention your name, don't take it personally, because I know I have so many consultants from back in the days. You know, sometimes I just go from the top of my head, but I appreciate all of you, from my old to my new. I appreciate all of you. So anybody else before we end the call? Anybody else? Okay, guys, so this is how I'm going to close the call. I know it's going to be Mother's Day on Sunday. I want to wish all of you a beautiful, beautiful, I don't know if you're going to be cooking, if someone else is going to be cooking for you, to all my mommies out there. I hope your kids are nice to you. If they're grown, they're going to come over and spend time with you and cook for you and have barbecues. It's another day. I think mothers and fathers should be appreciated every single day. They should be. But they do make a big holiday, you know, one day of the year. So everybody takes advantage of that day. I know restaurants are going to be open again. So whatever you do, I hope you are blessed with so many things. I hope you guys are all healthy. I want you guys to stay safe and really enjoy your family time with you and your children, your significant others, and grandmothers and sisters. Happy Mother's Day to all of you. Okay, so I want to open up the line. Enjoy your Mother's Day. Congratulations to my winners. And let's keep doing what we're doing every week, guys. So remember, Labella Baskets does not close. So during the weekend, keep posting. You never know if you're going to get some orders, okay? Thank you, everyone. Thank you for being on the call.
Thank you,
ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. Bye, everyone.